Thank you. So actually, I'm not from the meteorological field. So then, I'm very welcome to the comment. So the something wrong. Wow. So excuse me. So something wrong. Okay. Sorry. Wow. Okay. Okay, start again. So Whoa, okay, something wrong. Okay, the I have developed a new numerical scheme, of course, the on grid scheme, and then the I'd like to introduce and review the ideal scheme and application for incompressible and also the shallow water equations. Then the also I use just the latitude longitudinal coordinate. Then the we have to use the polar cap. Then the so if I have time, I'd like to talk about the adaptive mesh refinement, just the same direction with the previous talk, John. IDEO scheme is I stand for the interpolation. So we also use special grid, and then the we assume interpolation function in between grids. So this interpolation function is a good approximate solution for the given partial differential equation. Then the D stands for the differentiation. We do not use finite difference. So just we use for this term, a derivative term. So then we take a differentiation of the interpolation function. Then here and here. Then this O means the operation, differential operation. So we regard the partial differential equations as a differential operator. So then we can use many times to get the higher order derivative. Okay, so first I will show the interpolation. So it's a very special, it's a bit special. So we use element interpolation. So normally you use the variable for the density or velocity. But not only variable, but also the special derivative, first special derivative independently. So then we can construct a higher order interpolation. So attention please, attention this point I, and then we construct from here to here just compact 3 points, and then we have the six values of f 3f and the three derivatives fx. So then we have six matching conditions. Then we can construct the fifth order polynomial function. Then this is we call this center interpolation. But in the case for the advection equations, just the characteristic is just one direction. Then we use upwind direction, upwind interpolation. Now attention here. So then we construct from here to here just one mesh. then the this case four so two F conditions and two FX conditions, then the we can construct the third order interpolation for the up window region. Then the so proceed not so much time, so we proceed to the time out direction. So the, we do a Taylor expansion like this, but we use not only value, so that also the FX. So then the, we have to time integrate for the FX. Then they just take by taking differentiation for this, then we get this. So we can solve both equations. And then the, we insert, substitute by this, this is the given partial differential equation by this term and this term. So by using the second operation, two-time operation, three-time operation, then the, we replace the time derivative by the special derivative. So then the, this special derivative for the interpolation functions, then the, we can time advance. Oh, wow. Okay, so it's a simple equation, the application test for the Burgers equation. So the, this is the, just the same, and then the, we take derivative of the equation then here, and second UTT, so the second derivative, and also the this series of equations is coming from the here. Then we substitute the Taylor expansion just here. But the one point, the, for this advection term, so we use the upwind interpolation, but for this the diffusion term, so we use the center interpolation, just selectively we use. Then the result is very good, and this is the initial profile, and then the after 200 times, so the we can get the weak solution here, shock front moves with the 1 minus 0.5 divided by 2. So this is the speed of weak solutions. Then the we can get a very good agreement with the position of the weak solutions. Okay, then, oh, this is the case. Because, okay, so I will write about the, so our scheme is the not conservative form. So the non-conservative form, then we have to increase a small viscosity. So then the, but almost negligible. So then the, we have get this position. Okay. Then the so also we can apply the two-dimensional hyperbolic equation. So sound, so this maybe you know this almost sound wave or the gravity waves. Then the, these are initial conditions. Then we get the check the we check the error so accuracy. So we test two grids. So one is A grid, collocated grid. So but in this case we can use a fifth center interpolation. But Stuttgart for our case for our field Stuttgart. So the C grid. So in this case we have to use a cubic interpolation. Then the this is error, just the almost same measurement for the shallow water equations. And then the, this axis shows the grid number or the resolution. So the, this is the grid C. So C grid then shows the third order accuracy, because the cubic interpolation. And then this time we don't use Taylor expansion, just use, or in this case, this is Runge-Kutta time integration by fourth order. So then time integration fourth, then the show the third order. So this case, we use a fifth order polynomial. Then, but the time accuracy is the fourth order. Then show the fourth order accuracy totally. So it's this case, or of course the coupling between the space and time, and then the space spatial accuracy is fifth order, but the time accuracy is fourth order. Then the show, then we get the fourth order accuracy. Okay, so this is the incompressible fluid, so normal fluid. So divergence free and normal the Navier-Stokes equation, just the same, almost same as the semi-implicit technique. And then also we use a Mach algorithm, and then this is the same, the take a divergence from here. So then we reduce the Poisson equations, almost comparable with the Helmholtz equations. Then we can also apply the ideal scheme for Poisson equations. So normally, for these equations, for simplicity, we explain one-dimensional case. So normally, the finite difference case. So you use the center second order center difference. So the also same the accuracy. We can take the same accuracy, and this is a the grid number, and this is error. So the this second finite difference shows the second order. I mean, this is the grid number. This case number 10. So for the unit length, for this case 100,000, 10,000. Then the for ideal scheme, not only this Poisson equation, but also we use additional equations by taking a derivative. So because we have both the phi and phi x is the independent variable. So the we have to solve both equations. So then this shows a fourth order equation. It's very accurate. So to compare with the final difference. So for example, so this line. So if you want to get this level of accuracy, then the second order finite difference needs 10,000 grid. But for ideal scheme, so just 100 scheme is okay. So but of course too much accurate. So then this of course. You need this level, but dimension, so just 10 times, so mesh is smaller than the finite difference. Okay, so this is a well-known test, 2D cavity flow. So maybe this cavity, and then the velocity u equal 1 is here. So then the vortex generated here. So this is a case of Reynolds number 10,000 like this. So the we have maybe you know the well-known the reference result gear. So the gears study this case by 256 times 255. But in our case, just 32 times 32. And also more than 10,000 case Reynolds number. This case 64 and times 64. So we case much smaller grid numbers, and then the almost same result. Then the Reynolds number 10. So the this animations, but it's almost it's a critical for the stable solutions. Then the gives a very good result. Then more than 2,000, okay, 20,000 case, so no more becomes stable. Just unstable case is continuing. Okay, so the near cavity flow, we have a good result. And then this direct numerical simulations for homogeneous isotropic turbulence. So the, we compare with the spectral method. So then the same conditions and this is the ideal result. So okay, I show you the this initial condition, then the turbulence will grow. So the this shows these are the energy spectral, then the very good agreement with the spectral method. So for same almost same good numbers, and then the so we consider we recognize almost comparable accuracy with but the ideal scheme is much smaller time computational time than the spectral method. Okay, so this is a bit different application that simulation of falling leaves. So maybe you know the very chaotic trajectory, and then but it's very difficult. So because the major difficulty is a fluid structure interaction, and then the complex shape of leaves. Okay, and then the very thin structure of the fluid. So the of course the chaotic, but we don't know. We don't like to know the chaotic motion. Just within the deterministic area. So then the just want to do the by the ideal scheme. Okay. So but before I proceed to complex geometry, just want to study the falling piece of paper. Just the name card, your name card. So the I will show you our result. Okay. So if you almost horizontally the potential. Okay. So this is the numerical result, not video. Okay. So this is a wireframe. So now you can see the fluttering motion. If you increase the initial angle, so then the so almost a straight line, so straight trajectory. But we have not so much computational domain. So then the, after that, maybe the turning around. So but we don't catch this motion. Okay. The next, so we proceed to the falling leaves. So the background is real, but this leaves is of course the computational graphics of our result, computational result. Okay, so this case, initial attitude, a bit change initial attitude, then the trajectory after the trajectory is completely different. So it's a kind of chaotic, but we cannot check the real foreign leaves because so many differences, because the real leaves has the elastic motion, so and we neglect the, at the moment we neglect the elastic motion, and the surface is a bit different. Okay, so the we skip the mechanism of fluttering. So the just this case or too much time. Okay, so the overset grid we use because the to keep the fine resolution along the surface because of boundary layer. So the okay, well, like this overset grid is used. Then the also to describe the complicated structure or shape of geometry. So then the, so a new technique Katzel method for this case. So this are like this leaves, the shape of leaves. Then the so we use the Cartesian mesh, and then the with here, so we insert this point, and then the, we solve the equation at this point. So it's quite maybe new. So the okay. So now too much time waste. So the, okay. So I proceed to the shallow water equation. Okay. The of course you know that this equations. Then the because we are beginner, so then the, it's better to start from the test case 1. KD just solve these equations and then they also use the latitude and longitude just the same as the equation. So it is very it's a nonsense to compare with the first order up wind, but third order up wind, so third order IDO shows a very good result. So the okay, this just 12 days, so then the third order IDO is better than the third order up windows. Okay, the and also this error measurement, but this case, so time integration is the second order, so then the maybe so the total accuracy may be less than third order. Okay, we show this shows error measurement, and then the IDO is better than the third order final difference, and we have also checked the fifth order IDO. So I didn't explain the fifth order upwind interpolation, but one more point. So use the upwind direction, upwind region. Then the so show the ID this show the fifth order result. So and it's very good, and also the fifth order IDO is much better than the third order IDO. So okay, this is test case 2. So okay, so this is a balance, initial balance. So the just 64 times 32. So then the IDO scheme is keep the initial balance very good. So the so then but this time also the second order time accuracy. Then when we use a fourth order or fifth order time accuracy, then the this line becomes much better. So the okay, so the now the test case 5, so as you like, as you know, the okay, so that this also the result is compared with the spectral method. So the but a bit different because the polar, so we cannot this time without polar cap, then the we cannot treat the near the pole. So then the near here, so near the pole we fix the value. So then the a bit different. Okay, the test case 6 also good result, and the okay, so this is the result, and so we are satisfied, and then the okay, so to compare with the spectral method, also good. Okay, but we have to remove the singular point. Okay, singular point. So the so we use a singular point of pole at the pole. So the we use polar cap by overset grid method. So this is we use the latitude and longitude coordinate. Then we use one more grid by 90 degree rotated. Then they combine this and this the polar cap and here. Then we remove the singularity. But this case overset grid. So the at the boundary of each grid, so have to interpolate the from the other grid. So then this, but we in our case, so we have the not just value and also the derivative. So then we can interpolate completely third order interpolation for the boundary. Okay, this check for the passing through the pole. So good compared with the single grid and overset grid. So the, this case, the this check is not passing through the pole, just cross the overset region. So then the almost same accuracy achieved. Okay. So the, but the we have to coordinate transform for the variables at the, because of 90 degree rotations. Okay. The test case 6. So this the final test the shallow water equations. So just this the without polar cap and this with polar cap. Then the so at moment we don't check the detail error measurement, but the very good agreement with both cases. Okay, so it's no time. So the just I just want to show just review the adaptive mesh refinement here. So the, as you know, to save the grid point and to keep the resolution. So then the here, okay. The but the it's a problem. So just the interpolation because the to refine in refining the grid. So the we have to interpolate. But one more thing, the no uniform grid. So the grid interval. So this 2 and 1 is a big problem. But we can do the higher order element interpolation for this case. And IDO scheme can treat these cases. Okay, so they skip this. Just the same example of the previous speakers. And also we can do the same. Okay, and okay, so this is a three-dimensional case. Okay, the so I mean so just to so we can to describe the good shape of the material. So okay, just this is the final. Okay, this is a front genesis problems, and also we can do the this adaptive mesh refinement. Okay, thank you.